Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pebbles, 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 pebbles. Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch you, they're front off the ground. Let them go. All the ones
that are 130. We're going to get airborne air, 150, 160. Gear flaps are coming up. We're just going to hang out right above the ground here.
God, this is so awesome.
And that call 240. 260. 280. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go, baby.
That was an okay day. That was an okay day 8 years ago. Oh, man. That was Captain Jeff Kuss. I flew with Kuss before. Of course, the horrible crash that came the next year at the air show in Smyrna, Tennessee. And I got to know him. And just, I mean, honestly, you know, one of the top 5 days of my whole entire life. Marriage, salvation, 3 kids, top six. Top six day of my whole entire life. But that was amazing. And as he said right at the end.
Jeff, that was amazing.
Yeah, I'd say I had a blast. Thanks for going flying with me. Thanks for spending the day out here with us. You got 40 minutes of F-18 hornet time with the Blue Angel. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and you get it one time. You get it one time. You don't get to get it a second time ever. So I've had my one, and, you know, that's all there is to it. But it was fantastic. 4376. Oh, Tanner Stewart from Channel 3 got to fly on Wednesday. He had started a flight 2 years prior, and then they had to cancel it for, I forget now, reasons. But, they, you know, he was, you know, got put back in the rotation, basically. And he did get a chance to fly twice, but not really. Like, he really only got the one full one. And I had a blast. I was just talking to him yesterday out on the base, and, man, it's just great. The air show is today, and if you're planning, and tomorrow, of course, activities start at 9:20 with the ish. You know, all of these times are a little bit soft, but that's just because, you know, it's hard to coordinate some of this stuff. But the short version is that the things that you want to see, if you're there for the Clydesdales, be there by 9:20. The base opens at 8, so you got about an hour and 45 minutes to get there. Front and back gates open. It's going to be, you know, the kind of quick pass through situation where you're not going to, you know, just they're trying to get all the cars on the base and then get all the cars off the base. And then tomorrow we'll do it again. All the cars on the base and all the cars off the base, you know, something like 220, 230, 250,000 people are going to get on the base and off the base on these 2 days. All day the acts go. Make sure you can't bring, you know, as you heard Bruce come in say from the PAO's office, you know, you can't say, can't take weapons on the base, no coolers, no outside food or drink. Do take your, no weapons. You know, no swords, no machetes. That's been a thing lately. Or like we talked to the sheriff on Tuesday, no hatchets. Don't take a hatchet to the base. Which, you know, make sure your car is clean. Because I know for some of you, the way you store weapons, right, particularly guns, is you might not think about it. Because, you know, you just always have a gun in the truck or always have a gun in the car. Not always. Take it out. Don't take it. You don't want to go to jail over something like that. You'll feel dumb and you cause problems and you disrupt the whole process. Don't do that. But we got an F-16 demo today, which is going to be great. The Viper team. We got an F-35 demo today. I saw that some yesterday, which is always amazing. If you ever get a chance to watch a Raptor, the F-22, or the F-35 do their thing, man, it's just, you know, you'll, wow, it's amazing. And then, of course, the Blue Angels fly at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So also keep in mind, travel to and from that area is going to be a little different today. You know, be patient. Don't do anything dumb. Don't park where the sign says don't park. Don't clog up intersections. Be a good neighbor. You know, make it so the people who live around the base don't hate life today, because a lot of times they do during these big events. And as always, you know, do what you're told. Don't speed on the base. Don't drive and talk on the cell phone, all of that kind of stuff. Very good. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in just a moment, we have the Transgressors Memorial Service, where I play the part of a woke pastor mourning, slightly explaining, more mocking, definitely, the things that got canceled this week. Before that, we've got traffic on the fives with Jake.
No accidents or major slowdowns to report as of yet. On 87, if you're going southbound on 87 between Milton and Holly, going by Eglin, There's some brush fire activity there. Smoke in the area could be affecting visibility quite a bit, so please use caution if you're going through that way this morning. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide which one fits you, your budget, your needs, and will last a long time, Frontier Motors, they have about 300 good quality, almost new cars and trucks on the lot, so you can go and compare all the different kinds of sedans, all the different kinds of pickups, all the different kinds of sports cars, all side by side, and really make your pick. And, you know, one of the things about it, again, they're cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. One of the things is, like, in the morning, they unlock all the cars. So you don't have to ask permission to touch them or get in them. Just go. Now, if you want to drive, you got to say, hey, can I have a key, right? Okay. But the point is, it's very easy. And if you're going to compare 5 or 6. Don't just drive 1 or 2. Do a bunch. And then also, maybe this is just me, maybe I'm weird, but my recommendation is pick something outside of your category. You're looking at minivans, also drive 1 pickup just to see if maybe you might not like something else. And you might discover that's why I don't want a pickup. Okay, great. But you also might be like, interesting. You know, like you might discover something. Plus, it's just fun to drive different stuff and see what that might be like. But Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality, almost new cars, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
With custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Khloe Kardashian, whose Halloween costume as a Bratz doll showed her clearly making her skin several tones darker than natural. This racial appropriation by a light-skinned person pretending to be black or mixed race, called blackfishing, is just a variation on blackface practiced in a culture where being mixed has now become a desirable characteristic or a mark of beauty. As we all know, tampering with your natural skin color is racist, no matter which direction you do it. If you make your skin lighter, you are reinforcing the long-standing norm that blackness is bad. And if you make your skin darker, you are illegitimately trying to hide your membership in the historical white oppressor class by participating in the now-vogue mixed race category. Now, some heretics might argue that allowing people to pretend to be other colors in a favorable or desirable way might actually erode the barriers between people based on skin tone. These fools might even say that letting you pick your darkness and change it as you like could lead people to stop judging others by skin tone at all, since it wouldn't even be seen as an immutable characteristic anymore. If we allow people to change their skin tone, they say, we might stop caring so much about skin tone. Of course, the error here is believing that skin tone doesn't matter. Even though we must not judge people by their skin, unless they're white, we know that skin color is the single most important thing about a person and must never change. Umber people must be distinguishable from sepia people, and from cocoa people, and from chocolate people, and from tawny people, and from russet people, and from arabesque people, and from beige people, and from tan people, and from ivory people, and so forth. If we don't separate everyone by skin tone, how else can we all be united as one people? But once again, we see a lesson to be learned here about Halloween costumes in general, for while we can obviously see the evil of Khloe Kardashian blackfishing like this, we have for too long overlooked all the other racial appropriations in common costumery. Dressing up as the devil or redfishing must stop. Dressing up as a ghost or whitefishing must stop. Dressing up as Chucky or gingerfishing must stop. Pretending to be a wizard by putting on a white wig or silverfishing must stop. In fact, wearing wigs in general or hairfishing has got to go. People should no longer pretend to be witches or ogres or Martians because of the unacceptable green fishing. And if we're being honest, pretending to be a cat is just whisker fishing, not to mention species appropriation. And obviously no one should be dressed up as Barbie or Ken, since platinum fishing and bronze fishing are clearly forbidden. So let us stop all of this skin treason and simply stay our natural colors in the holy unity of total division forever and ever. Amen. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, bird names that are based on the people who discovered them. Because some bird species have been named for canceled persons, such as McCown's longspur, which was named for Confederate General John McCown, but which is now called the thick-billed longspur, the American Ornithological Society this week decided that the best solution is to make sure no birds are named for any people at all. Instead of changing one bird name at a time when actual offenses are discovered, they decided it's better to make a clean sweep and eliminate all human names out of the paralyzing fear that a bird namesake who is deemed virtuous today will be discovered to be a horrible monster by future generations. Besides, this will also serve to free these birds from the speciesist oppression foisted upon them by the arrogance of humans who impose their own names upon the birds they claim to have discovered. Thus, Anna's hummingbird, Gamble's quail, Bewick's wren, Bullock's oriole, and more than 70 other species must be given new names. And even though some of these might seem like important people to honor, such as Wilson's snipe and Wilson's warbler for the founder of modern ornithology, no, instead we should go with the yellow warbler or the high-flying snipe. But since we're fixing problematic bird names, let's not overlook how words have changed over the years, and maybe it's time to eliminate some of the sexist or just inappropriately named birds. Blue-footed booby, red-footed booby, the great tit, the fluffy-backed tit babbler. I mean, can we really say we're making a world that's safe for women when strange men wander around the forest with binoculars, eagerly hoping to catch sight of tits and boobies? I mean, seriously, the American bush tit? Are you kidding me? And while we're at it, perhaps we should do away with the seemingly endless array of phallocentric bird names. The Andean cock of the rock, the red-billed oxpecker, the American woodcock, the dick sisal, the Himalayan snowcock, the Eurasian nutcracker, and the Indian peacock, clearly a double offender. And don't even get me started on birds like the great spotted woodpecker. Really, men? Woodpecker? I mean, try to imagine if we perused the great tome of bird names and discovered the Chilean green cooter or the North American spotted blue vajayjay. You'd never, ever let those vulgar names persist. And so a clean sweep is what we need. Let us rename all the birds in a way that is not tainted by any human affiliation and does not refer to reproductive organ slang. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate the wonderful work being done by the College Board's Advanced Placement Testing Division, as shown by a recent question on the practice test for AP Human Geography, because obviously there are geographic systems other than human ones. The question at hand showed a chart in which the birth rate per 1,000 population and death rate per 1,000 population in five countries was shown, with France being the lowest per capita birth rate and Nigeria being the highest. The question then asked, which country showed the highest level of female empowerment? Well, obviously the correct answer is France, because the ideal of female empowerment is achieved when the lowest possible number of women are becoming pregnant and having babies. This is because, as third-rail feminism teaches us, the entire scheme of reproduction, marriage, and maternity was created by the patriarchy to subjugate women in their barbaric and misogynist fantasy of keeping them barefoot, illiterate, subservient, and impregnated. Yes, countries with more traditional cultures like Nigeria and Egypt, which encourage women to do the one thing in their power that makes them fundamentally different from men and which men cannot do, yes, those are the oppressive ones. And countries with more evolved cultures like France and the campus of UC Berkeley have realized that the best way to fully empower women is to make sure they never do anything uniquely feminine. Yes, the true dream of all enlightened women is to be no different from men, which is why motherhood is such an anti-feminist practice. Only when women can be completely liberated from the biological consequences of having been born as women can they really manifest and fulfill their womanhood. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
This week, please keep the Gerstners in your mantras. On Tuesday, Pat and Parker were engaged in a sublime act of co-parenting when they both left work to take little Skylar to the pediatrician. As you all know, Skylar was not assigned a gender at birth and has yet to decide for themselves what identity they are, a truly noble condition at the age of 16. What Pat and Parker did not realize was that the intake form Skylar was filling out for itself included a section on gender but had only two boxes, one for male and one for female. Mistakenly thinking this pediatrician had been properly vetted, the Gerstners were horrified by this binary cisgender act of violence against other and everywhere, and they rushed Skylar to the Gender Identity Trauma Center on Fifth Avenue. Even though it's been a harrowing 3 days, they think Skylar's going to recover, but please continue to perform your Tibetan throat singing on their behalf until a full recovery is made. Refreshments this week are from Hickory Chicory Sock, the CBD-infused alternative to coffee dispensary that exclusively filters and flavors its brews with used Guatemalan footwear from the feet of asylum-seeking refugees. They are on site today with their most popular mix, 80-20 cotton polyester blend with hints of Rio Grande and a certified 3 Tochis rating. It's my favorite. You can really taste the oppression.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake has traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. I always love the product placement. That's the best part. Always. I love it.
Taste the oppression.
All right. We're not showing any major slowdowns as of yet. Let me get back to my map here. Still having that brush fire situation over on 87 between Milton and Holly. If you're heading southbound on 87, there could be some smoke in that area affecting visibility. And just taking a quick look at my maps, no slowdowns. 98's looking good. 90 in Milton and Pace is looking pretty good. And I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. If you have any traffic information, please text us at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I have to. Somebody texted in at 437-1620. Andrew, what about the swallow? See, many, many writers make better sarcasm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I don't know if I can do it.
Hickory chicory sock.
I don't know how I've missed that over the last few years.
No, it's very
years.
Popular. It's actually
filtered
right across
through
the street.
Used socks?
It's right across the street from the Gender Trauma Center on Fifth Avenue. So,
gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
well, good. I won't be checking that out. Federal regulators accusing Amazon of a secret algorithm of raising prices online by over $1 billion, the claim made public Thursday as part of FTC's antitrust suit against Amazon. A spokesperson says the company stopped using that algorithm years ago. Attorneys for former President Trump are appealing a gag order placed on him in his federal election interference case. The gag order that prohibits Trump from disparaging witnesses was reinstated Monday. Trump's attorneys claim no court in American history has imposed a gag order on a criminal defendant actively campaigning for public office. And
maybe also
good
because
news, everyone.
Sorry about that.
I was just going to say, maybe also because we've never had a actively campaigning for president who was indicted on like 4 different things.
Possibly.
Good news, everyone.
Two new seasons of popular cartoon Futurama have gotten the green light at Hulu. They announced yesterday they've ordered two more seasons of the animated series, each season with 10 new episodes, as is the norm for streaming. And Hulu has not said when they'll premiere, but it's expected to be next year.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. I love the text that we get in. For example, one person, OMG, LMAO. Careful now. One other person says, Andrew, there's something seriously wrong with you. Just figuring this out, are you? Maybe not the detective you think you are. A comment just about the baseball we were talking about earlier says, because of the season extending farther and farther into, you know, even almost November, other sports start and they lose interest by dilution with other sports competing. Interesting theory.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's back in Israel for meetings about the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
How Israel does this matters, and it is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them and to bring assistance to those who so desperately need it.
He says Israel, though, has the obligation to defend itself and make sure something like the Hamas terrorist attacks on October 7th can never happen again. Former President Trump's son and co-defendant Eric Trump's back on the stand today at their civil fraud trial in New York.
The state will soon resume questioning Eric about his role at the Trump Organization and the acquisition of properties. Don Jr. testified that he signed a 2017 statement of financial condition, but that he didn't prepare that statement himself, instead relying on the company's accountants.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 48 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Pensacola police say they've made an arrest in that fatal shooting that happened over at the Pensacola Village Apartments early last month. 20-year-old Jacoby Malik Smith has now been charged with homicide in the death of Leron Wesley. Smith allegedly shot and killed Wesley October 1st. He was arrested yesterday by members of the PPD SWAT team. Well, today is the homecoming air show. Of course, it's always special. It'll be a little bit bittersweet today as well. The Blue Angels are closing the curtain on their show seasons at their home base. And it's also the last performance for Blue Angel number 4, Lieutenant Commander Scott Goossens.
People talk about how busy it is, how exciting it is, how unlike anything you've ever done before this tour is like. And that's absolutely true. And there's no way to really be prepared for it when you arrive. But I tell you what, having gone through 2 years and coming out the backside now, it's been absolutely incredible. And it's been something I wouldn't trade for the world.
And Lieutenant Commander Goossens is returning to the fleet after this weekend's performance. You can hear more from him later on this morning here on this program. Lawmakers laying out their plans ahead of next week's special legislative session. Both the House and the Senate have released their proposals, including a change to the state's school voucher program. That change would remove a cap on the program to benefit students with disabilities and would be funded by more than $300 million set aside in the state budget. They'd also discuss additional sanctions on Iran. The session starts Monday. It's expected to last around 4 days. Attorney General Ashley Moody asking Floridians to be on the lookout for suspicious activity. She was in Palm Beach County yesterday for a confidential security briefing. And afterwards, she criticized President Biden for, in her words, intentionally and systematically demolishing the nation's border security, saying there are illegal immigrants in the country with unknown intentions. She says there's no idea what they could be planning. Donald Trump has a new endorsement from a prominent Florida Republican. Senator and former Governor Rick Scott yesterday endorsing former President Trump. Scott says that he's known Trump a long time, endorsed him in 2016, worked with him as both governor and in the Senate. Scott also says Governor DeSantis did not ask for that endorsement. Well, it's been 5 years now, but time standing still for a man mourning the loss of his daughter. That's what Jeff Brinkley said yesterday after a vigil for his daughter, Maura. Thursday marked 5 years since the 21-year-old and another woman were shot at a yoga studio in Tallahassee. That shooter took his own life. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Okay, we're starting to get some texts into our traffic hotline. Let me see if I can say this correctly. The Quarry Station main gate is backed up and blocking the intersection at Chiefs Way and New Warrington. Also, a box truck on 10 East going really slow in the left lane is causing some congestion near mile marker 17. I'm trying to figure out which mile marker that is, and I'll let you know on the next break. Also, we're still having that smoke visibility issue if you're headed southbound on 87 between Milton and Holly. There's some brush fires in that area. This report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's Executive Landscaping, 250-3756. Keep texting your traffic tips on in to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We do have a beautiful start to the day. Temperatures a little chilly. We do warm up in the afternoon. 73 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 50s, 55 degrees for your low. Nice weather for your weekend. We do have mostly sunny skies on Saturday. 75 degrees for your high, 57 degrees for your low. Mid-70s continue for Sunday with sunny skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
47 in Pensacola, 51 in Gulf Breeze, 44 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Biden administration has postponed a November 8th sale of offshore drilling rights in the Gulf of Mexico, pending the outcome of a lawsuit over oil and gas development and federal protection of an endangered species of whale. The move comes after a U.S. appeals court last week temporarily paused a lower court order requiring the Interior Department to expand the auction, which was originally scheduled to be held in September. Oral arguments are scheduled for November 13th in New Orleans. Starbucks is pairing up with Apple in one part of the company's broader long-term growth strategy. The coffee chain says it's collaborating with products of the tech company in its first Green Apron Innovation Store to experiment and refine technology to assist global partners. Starbucks says its strategy aims to elevate its brand, enhance digital efforts, expand globally, and reinvigorate employee culture. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower after stocks rallied yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
will hear this sound a lot today in Pensacola, and certainly if you're on the west side for sure. Remember, the base does not open to civilians out the back gate until 8 a.m. this morning, so if you were expecting to get in early, an hour early, but not 2 hours early, so just keep that in mind. Also getting notes in here, I'm sure Jake will talk about in traffic, that Cory Station appears to be backed up at both gates, so no workaround there for you. Sorry about that, folks. Hey, I had a really good opportunity to talk to somebody who's kind of become a friend now, Amir Filati, the CEO of Parsco, the developer, and he's the one who's working on that filling station rebuild over on the west side at DeVillers and Jackson, and I went and I saw it, and it is amazing. I'm going to put a video, a tour of it up on Facebook here in a minute, but I talked to him the other day and learned a ton about this project. It's fascinating.
We're here with Amir Filati. He is the president of Parsco Construction, which I love your slogan. Can we just tell people what your slogan is? It's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it is restoring historically significant endangered properties.
I love that idea. And so we're at DeVillers and Jackson right now. This is the old filling station that is kind of like the old Spanish architecture. If you've driven by it, it kind of looks white, or before it looked off-white with green accents and this really cool features up on the roof. And they've been restoring it. It was a completely run down, just blighted facility, but you bought it and you've been restoring it. Tell us about the process and why you wanted to do it.
Well, I think it all goes back to our love for Pensacola and our love for historic preservation. And this property is one block south of my office. So when we moved our company to Belmont DeVillers, we saw it. We always were interested in it. When it came up for sale, we were lucky enough to be able to buy it. It was a lot more work than we anticipated. As you can tell, it had asbestos abatement, wood rot, termite damage. The entire porte-cochere collapsed due to structural deficiencies, but you know, working with the CRA and the City of Pensacola facade grant, that was a wonderful experience. They were able to contribute $60,000 to this restoration effort, so many thanks to the city. And then, you know, working through the process with the University of West Florida, with the State Historic Preservation Office, and then even the National Park Service to get this listed in the National Historic Registry.
Like the 42nd in the city of Pensacola?
I was really surprised that there aren't more properties registered. So we are number 42, which struck me as very interesting, because you would think with us being the first settlement that we would have a lot more properties listed. So that was a success for us. And then obviously the construction is really coming along. And now that we're almost to the completion phase of the exterior, we've had a lot of interest from restaurants mainly on taking over the lease, which we're,
because you've got these service bay doors that are real popular now for restaurants and bars and things like that.
That's right.
One of the things that I was surprised by was how extensive the replacement. I mean, you basically kept the shell and rebuilt all of the joists and the studs and the roof. And, you know, you only could keep a small number of the original wood pieces, and you had to build up under them essentially to make this work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The entire base of all the exterior walls that were wood framed were basically either rotted or termite eaten.
Yeah.
So we actually hired a structural engineer to come out here and assess the damage and prescribe a fix in the field on a case-by-case basis, and we followed that. And then all the block walls we discovered had no reinforcing steel, so we did all kinds of retrofitting there
You had cinder blocks but no steel running between them like you're supposed to?
Yeah, there was no vertical reinforcement any of the blocks. So we did a lot of kind of retrofitting and restoration, structural restoration work on that. So but yeah, it was a tedious process, because you wanted to maintain as much of the original building as possible and rebuild the interior skeleton, basically. So to be at this point now is a wonderful, wonderful feat, I think.
When you know, sometimes people in remodeling shows, I hear them, they talk about, you know, it's got good bones. Well, this had terrible bones, but it had a lovely skin.
Exactly. We wanted to preserve the skin and then replace the bones, basically.
Yeah.
So,
and you also, like, some of the things that you might not notice just driving by on the street, but there's these wonderful little artistic embellishments. There's some bas-relief, I'm not sure how you say it, the artwork, but then right up toward the roof on the exterior, there's a couple of features that you guys had to reproduce from scratch, right?
That's right. So one of the interesting things that happened on this project was we had these kind of decorative corbels that we didn't know how to replicate. In working with the UWF Historic Trust, they brought their 3D lab out here to scan it and replicate the parts with their 3D printers, which came out beautifully. And we shared that with the National Park Service, and they have a preservation bulletin on innovative techniques on how things are, how things can be restored. And they actually, for the first time since like 1988, did an update to the bulletin and used this project and what UWF did.
As like a template or a learn from, a lesson
that's
learned.
That's right.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And just one last quick thing is the city has all different kinds of reputations. You know, some people perceive the city as being super easy to work with. Some people perceive the city as being maybe not as easy to work with. But you've obviously done a lot of work with the city, too, you know, because you have two facades, double the grant, basically, for $60,000, which it looks amazing. But what's been your experience of working with the city? Fairly easy, challenging, both?
I think it's been a great experience. The city staff are more than willing to explain the process. I mean, obviously they have rules and you just have to follow the rules. But once you understand the process, the steps, the paperwork, they're just here to help. I mean, they want to see the city be great just as much as we do.
Yeah.
So they're not trying to hinder any of the progress as far as I can tell. If anything, they're supportive. They help promote us and we're excited. We're just excited to be able to have their help.
Well, I love it. I think it looks fantastic. Kudos to you for rescuing this property and creating the kind of thing that's going to sort of anchor and attract growth into the area and maybe start to build some of that connectivity between the downtown Palafox area and the Belmont DeVillers area and other stuff to the west. So this is really, really cool. Amir, thanks for the time and thanks for showing me around. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.
And it really is dramatic. I had been by there so many times close to Belmont DeVillers on Jackson and seen the old dilapidated run down cars broken down, the portico looking awful, just kind of all of it looking horrible. And then to look at it now and it's near pristine shape. I mean, it really is. The work they've done is fantastic. So kudos to Amir Vellati, the CEO and the president of Parsco Construction. 647 on News Radio 92.3. And I have that video up on my page, but I'll put it on our news radio page here as soon as I get a chance to share it so you can see it for yourself. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 eastbound between Davis and Scenic Highway, there was a report of some concrete debris in the roadway, and it looks like some motorists may have struck the debris and are pulled over on the shoulder, so please use caution in this area. Both gates at Corey Station are really backed up this morning. No real workaround for that. Otherwise, 98 is checking in clear so far. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is flowing smoothly. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Keep your traffic tips coming on in to 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I like how you said there's no alternative because, you know, there's not a tunnel you can take in.
Nope.
That's exactly right, though. That's the idea. That's great. Hey, Pensacola Hardware is your place to go if you're thinking about or actually in the process of remodeling something or renovating or just doing a fix at home and you're not really sure what to do or you are sure what to do, because sometimes what you find is like, oh man, they know better and they can help you do things in a way that won't cost you money in the long run. You don't have to redo it. But also if you're a construction pro, you build things for a living, seriously, that's what they have made their existence on for the last 172 years since 1851 they've been around, is helping professional builders build and rebuild Pensacola. I mean, when you walk around, like, you know, not just downtown, but kind of anywhere, and you see a building that's, you know, 50, 100 years old, 150 years old, Pensacola Hardware probably had a hand in that. Might have supplied everything for it. You know, that's just everywhere you go around downtown or, you know, Pensacola in general, they will have had a hand in that stuff. It's amazing. So if you need advice, you need supplies, you need safety equipment, whatever the case may be, or you need Yeti, because they have an entire area devoted to Yeti merch. I mean, seriously, all kinds of stuff. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
National average for gallon of gas, 343. Florida's 320. Georgia's 292. California's 518. If you're in Navarre, 284 east and west at the Walmarts, 286 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 312 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze proper, 293 in Milton at the CEFCO, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 294 at a couple of stations going through Pace. In Pensacola, if you're on 9 Mile, the Walmart has 287, same at the US 29 Murphy station in front of the Walmart there, and then 288 at the Murphy on Navy. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Oh, man, Mural Fest is pretty cool. I don't know if you've been over to Barrancas to see. I was there yesterday. I was going to a lunch meeting and stopped by to see all the great murals. It's fantastic. I also, just as a side note, maybe 6 months ago or so, something like that, I started a Facebook group just called Murals of Pensacola. And so I've been posting various, not a lot, but, you know, there are a lot to do. I just haven't gotten around to them all. There are so many great wall art examples in Pensacola. And, you know, I posted it up on there. But, yeah, cool stuff. All as part of Foo Foo Fest. And I love to see the interesting things that people create when you give them the opportunity. Just one note about the air show. Again, the base does not actually open till 8. Okay, so you know, events start at 9, but the base doesn't actually open till 8. So do keep that in mind as you're approaching. And one thing, you know, I watch these City of Milton squabbles, right? You know, I watch all the City of Milton because it's entertaining, horrifically entertaining, like a bad car wreck. You can't stop watching. But one of the things that you hear a lot of squabbling about is they have a facade reimbursement or grant program, and it's, you know, it's usually in the neighborhood of $1,000 or $2,000 is kind of the range of help that the city gives. You know, Milton's smaller budget. Okay. But, you know, you have these companies, these businesses that are trying to make their storefronts or their building fronts look great, especially as you're going through like Highway 90 or in that area. And so the city is willing to invest, again, you know, $1,000 or so at a time. And the amount of squabbling over these grants, it's amazing to me. Because by comparison, just, you know, for the motor inn number two that we were just talking about, the filling station with Amir Filati, you know, $30,000 for each street facade. So that's $60,000 total for a project that I actually asked him how much he'd spent on it. He's like, man, I don't even want to think about it. You know, but you're talking, I mean, I'm super ballparking guess here, you know, $1 to $2 million maybe, you know? And now he's turning a dilapidated, rundown, old nothing eyesore into what's going to be a restaurant or coffee shop or a brewery or who knows what that's going to be on the tax rolls. You know, we had this discussion with the hotel that's going to be going in downtown on Gregory Street is, you know, well, you know, the mayor says, I know we want to get the right amount for parking and all of that kind of stuff, but you do realize it's a vacant property right now. And it's going to be millions of dollars of investment that's going to generate taxes for the city when that goes in. And, you know, sometimes we can just get so short-sighted on the value that something like that might have. So I'm actually a believer in the leverage for the business when it's a little bit, as long as the program is administered equitably. And sometimes we forget the great value to the tax rolls that you get if you get things developed and off of the blight. 655 News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, I-10 eastbound, let's see here, between Davis and Scenic Highway, there was some concrete debris reported in the roadway. Looks like some motorists may have struck that debris, and they're pulled over to the shoulder, so please use caution in that area. Both gates at Corey Station are really backed up this morning with no work around there. Otherwise, 98 is checking in clear so far, and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is flowing smoothly. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today. He says he wants to urge Israel's leaders to minimize the toll of the war on those in the crossfire.
The United States, Israel, other democracies have a responsibility to do everything possible to protect civilians who may be caught in harm's way.
Blinken expected to push for a humanitarian pause in the war against Hamas. He's also expected to discuss how Gaza will be administered once that war is over and if a two-state solution is still possible. The Biden administration hitting Russia now with some new sanctions over the war in Ukraine. Those sanctions were announced Thursday and target Russia's future energy capabilities. And it turns out less high school students are vaping these days. A new study was done by the CDC and the FDA. They found that overall tobacco use among high school students has now hit an all-time low. E-cigarette use declined by 580,000 high schoolers over the last year. Of course, that's been the most commonly used tobacco product among teenagers for a decade now. The director of the FDA says it's a big win for public health.
Yeah, this was an unmitigated good news story that came out yesterday. Very, very good news that is down, and it is so low historically. So fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us, David. 657 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, no, I'm going to get into that coming up at the top of the hour. this is one of those, like, I hate to be the bearer of weird bad news, especially when it's military related, but you know how historically we've had, if you don't know, I apologize, but the A-10, the Warthog or the Thunderbolt, this great close ground support combat aircraft that's got that amazing Gauss 8 gun on it that's just, you know, the most lethal gun probably in the history of military aviation. It's got that unique kind of sound to it. Okay, you know that plane, it's designed to be survival. It's got two turbine engines, and you can basically destroy half the plane and it'll still fly. The F-35 was supposed to replace it, and there's this long-standing effort to push the A-10 out of use, you know, to mothball them all and make way for the F-35s. And the argument that a lot of people, like me, have been making for years is, dude, that plane works great. Don't replace something that works great with something that's brand new that hasn't really had its testing. Well, now Defense One has their hands on what was formerly a classified report completed in February of 2022. It's now been released with heavy redactions, and it shows the A-10 versus the F-35 in close air support tests from several years ago. And it's so heavily redacted that it's hard to make out, but the parts you can find out about are things like the F-35 gun didn't shoot straight. Good Lord. They say they've fixed it now, but the A-10 holds 1,300 rounds. The Gau-22 on the F-35 holds 181 rounds. I mean, it's not primarily a gunship, but still, you know, low capability in that regard. But you got to figure, if this report heavily favored the F-35 as a great platform, they would be celebrating it and trumpeting it. Instead, they release it semi-secretly with massive redactions, even through which you can read that, you know, that A-10 works pretty darn good. It's cheap. We already own them. And the F-35, well, we're hopeful. And look, I know the F-35 is amazing, but still, it's a very interesting development in, particularly Air Force aviation with this disclosure. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Got a very interesting note about
local
the Israeli
talk in the morning. 5-2.